Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about purchasing one? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. You can contact me by emailing me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how the FTC told Shinola watches to remove their famous tagline. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you're having an amazing summer and you're staying cool. It's been a very hot summer, especially here in Vegas. We've hit like over 115 degrees at its hottest point. But thank God we have pools. Anyway, I want to talk today about how the watch brand Shinola was told by the FTC to remove their famous tagline, "Where American is Made." For those of you who don't know Shinola, it was a brand that emerged onto the scene in 2012. They made their debut at Baselworld. It's historically a company known for making shoe polishes and accessories and bicycles. Their famous tagline is "Where American is Made." And it was a hopeful and catchy phrase, and it gave job to workers in Detroit, where Shinola is based. Even President Clinton proudly wore Shinola and toured the actual Shinola factory. It was about 2 years ago he toured the factory. On June 16th of this year, 2016, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission of the U.S., issued a letter to Shinola suggesting that they should remove their tagline, "Where American is Made." The reason is because not all the parts of Shinola watches and certain leather goods are manufactured and assembled in the U.S. The FTC letter to Shinola outlined the following bullet points. Number one, applying corrective hand tags and information cards to watches, bicycles, and other affected products to alert consumers to the fact that those products include significant imported content. Number two, redesigning watch case backs to remove "Built in Detroit." Number three, updating embossed claims in affected leather goods. Number four, updating internet and hard copy advertising materials to qualify claims. Number five, updating employee training materials. Number six, updating advertising materials distributed to third-party retailers. Number seven, transitioning away from the company's "Where American is Made" slogan. And number eight, developing enhanced policies and procedures, including additional legal review to avoid future deception or mislabeling. The FTC stated they will continue monitoring Shinola's advertising, certain materials presented to us during the pendency of our investigation raise concerns that Bedrock may make deceptive U.S. origin claims in the future. Bedrock is Shinola's parent company. I will definitely throw the link down below to see the official letter that was issued to Shinola by the FTC. In the meantime, the phrase "Built in Detroit" will moving forward be certified with the phrase "Swiss and imported parts." Currently, it has been replaced on the official Shinola website by the first watches assembled at scale in the United States in decades. I'm not really a fan of Shinola watches, and I don't understand the whole buzz around it. I think it's kind of cool that the brand gave, you know, jobs to workers in Detroit. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think they charge a lot of money for watches that are quartz battery-driven watches. I think they're stylistically, I'm not very appealing. I don't think they're very innovative. There's nothing ingenious behind it. I do think they have made a name for themselves. I will definitely applaud their success. They've definitely made a huge impact in the watch world. They're building boutiques. When I went to LA, actually, to visit my sister last month, I saw a bunch of Shinola boutiques, from being in the Grove to downtown LA, and I'm sure there are more. I'm sure they're in New York. I'm sure they're all over the country. So I think they've definitely have made strides, and I applaud their efforts. But I feel like there are watches that are definitely much better made for the money, that are actually for the same money you can get an automatic watch. But that's neither here nor there. That's just my opinion. A lot of people do like them. A lot of people swear by them. Even as I mentioned before, former President Clinton enjoys Shinola watches. He loves the whole, you know, giving jobs to people in Detroit. He loves the fact that they're quote unquote assembled in the United States. I think it's good. I think that it's, you know, I think it's accurate. The FTC, I'm glad they did what they did. I think it's important. A lot of companies out there misrepresent themselves. And, you know, I don't think the intention was to do that for Shinola. I think they have definitely received a lot of flack from a lot of the big websites. That's why I don't want to completely slam them, as much as I'm not a huge fan of them. I think the FTC took the right approach. And it seems as though, you know, Shinola has definitely adhered to the requests of the FTC, and they've taken it very seriously. You know, removing that slogan from their website, making the necessary and corrective things that need to be done on all the 8 requests by the FTC. We'll see how that goes down in the future and how it develops and what happens. But, you know, I think, listen, the U.S. at one point was the head of watchmaking. And we ceded to the Swiss. The greatest pocket watches out there were made in the U.S. And, you know, I think Shinola was a representation of, you know, the U.S. is coming back with being watchmakers, you know. And, you know, that's great. That's awesome. That's hopeful. And that's, I just think that, you know, if you're going to represent yourself accurately, you know. There are many companies that get their parts from overseas, but, you know, they're not built, they're not all assembled in the United States, or they're not all manufactured in the U.S. I believe that 90% of the parts used to be make claims to say, you know, you're made in the U.S. or whatever, 90% of the parts sourced also have to be from the U.S. or made in the U.S. So, you know, you can definitely read my article. You can definitely, I will have in the article a link to the letter that was sent to Shinola by the FTC. But I felt it was very important to address this issue. And for all those of you who are Shinola fans, hey, a teach their own. You know, if that's what you like, you know, that the watches are really personal. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate the support. I'd like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are @amitdevhonda. You can please don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. And if you want to stay informed, I'll throw down the link below to my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.